We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tate McRae. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Monday morning, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Are you in your new place?
Yep, sure am.
Are you loving it?
I've never been more exhausted in my entire life. I'm exhausted. I'm sore in places I never thought I would be sore. I don't know if you can tell, but I've caught some kind of bug over weekend, so I'm just down and out.
Are you blaming the move on
yes.
your sickness?
Lack of sleep, not giving my body the nutrients that it needs, definitely.
Yeah, it's a combination of so many things. It's stressful, it's lack of sleep, and I could see where your immune system might wear down.
It's not having any food, so having to constantly get stuff that you wouldn't normally eat.
But Morgan and David moved out of their apartment on Friday.
Yes.
And so they're in the new rental house. But it's exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting. I mean, it's a new chapter in mine and David's life. It's our first home together. And we had a great weekend. I mean, we're 70% done, I'd say.
That's pretty good in the first weekend.
Yeah. I mean, we're just two of us, so it's not like we had a crazy amount. I mean, we had a lot of stuff to move. I'm not going to lie to you. But my office is done. We need updated bedroom furniture. Mm-hmm. But, like, our basement is done, our living room, our kitchen. The only thing that's an absolute mess, like complete disarray this morning, is David's office. I have no idea how he's going to work today. He's supposed to work. And his office looks like a bomb went off in it. His computer isn't even up.
I'm sure he's got a plan for all this.
I don't know.
David is very conscientious. And you said last week that he was putting in the overtime.
Yeah, he was.
Just so he could make the move this past weekend. So I'm sure he's got a plan.
But last night, he was prioritizing the basement and putting the surround sound and getting all the wires. I'm like, David. Yeah. You have to work tomorrow. Like, you should probably do your office. And he's like, but I got the surround sound. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so difficult.
The priorities are in place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting the entertainment taken care of first.
Yeah. I was trying to go to bed last night and all I could hear was the Mandalorian, like from the basement going, bah. I'm like, I could feel it shaking. I'm like, okay, we know the sound system works. Can we like move on?
Now, will that be a shared area for the two of you, or is that like a man cave for David?
No, that's a shared area.
Okay.
Yeah.
No man cave.
No man cave yet. Not big enough.
Not in this place.
Right.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, 70% unpacked in your first weekend, I think is pretty impressive. I mean, we moved into our house in 2021, and I'm pretty sure there's a room that just, it still has boxes that we've never even looked at.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. We still can't use our garage. That's like, by the end of the week, I just want to be able to park my car in the garage.
I don't know. We really can't even use our garage right now because we have so much stuff in there. Like, I wonder, we should get into that sometime. People who have garages, do you use it for storage?
Can't use them, yeah.
Or do you actually park a car in there?
I want to park my car in the garage.
Because if you park a car in your garage, I think you're living life right.
Right. That's the goal.
Yeah, with me, it's just a big storage area. It's a big shed that I have out there.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Awesome way to wake up.
It's the Q Morning Show.
So much good music. I love it.
Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So it's being reported, or it's been reported, that Taylor Swift has written two songs about Travis Kelce.
Oh, I'm sure. Are we sure these aren't AIs?
No, I don't know. TMZ is reporting this.
Okay, well then maybe it's true.
I don't know how TMZ knows. Like, how does TMZ know?
TMZ knows everything.
How do they know what Taylor Swift has written?
You just don't question TMZ.
It's not like Taylor Swift is talking about it.
Maybe her people are.
Yeah, like an inside source reveals to TMZ. But you would think that Taylor Swift, she's got her inside, she's got her circle buttoned down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would think her circle would not be out there talking about Taylor and Travis and about songs that she's written to TMZ.
I don't know.
That'll get you banned from the circle.
Well, I feel like that helps her business. It's not like slanderous or anything. People are going to eat these songs up. So I feel like this type of information leak is probably beneficial.
It's also being reported that the two songs will not be on her new album, which is coming out when, in April or May?
Right.
The Tortured Poets Department.
Well, that's because all of those songs are about her ex, Joe Alwyn.
Okay.
We can't have a breakup album and then have these love songs about Travis Kelce on there.
Sure you can. Those are the bonus tracks.
Yeah. Side B. It'll come out probably in 3 months.
I think that the Taylor is releasing this information just to keep Travis on his toes.
Maybe.
It's like, hey, there's two songs that I wrote about you. Oh, can I hear one of them?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You're
no.
not going to. You just stay in my good graces.
Right.
And maybe there'll be love songs and not rip you to shred songs. So Morgan is in her new place. She and David have moved out of their apartment and they are into their new rental house.
Correct.
Just for the past few days. And Morgan is now going to run into the same problems that you would have. It doesn't matter if you have a rental house or you own your own home. You're going to run into the same problems when you move into your new place, when you move into a house. Like house problems.
House problems. I've been having house problems all weekend. I've only been there for 2 days.
So we're going to try to help Morgan out with some of her house issues this morning. That's next on the Q Morning Show. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now, good morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. So Morgan is now in home life.
Yes.
There's a big difference between apartment living and home living. And even though now Morgan and David are renting a home, you still have to maintain that home. And so you're facing things that you really haven't thought about before because you're in an apartment. Now you're in a home.
Yes.
What are some of those things that you're facing as you spent the last few days in your new place?
There has been one thing that could quite literally be the death of me, and I never thought I would get this enraged by buying curtains. But curtains have been the absolute worst experience shopping for in my life.
You do not enjoy that.
No, because I keep buying the wrong things. And I'm like, why is nothing working? I have bought 5 different pairs of curtains over the weekend. I mean, my first mistake was I knew, I'm going to make myself sound like an idiot, but it's fine. I always thought that they...
Let me stop you right there. I don't think you're going to sound like an idiot because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Paula has handled all of the curtains or the drapes.
Right.
In our home.
Right.
And that includes, I mean, she's done everything. In fact, we had to hire a handyman to come over and hang them up.
Right.
Because I'm too incompetent to hang them up myself. I can't put things into walls. They will, if I would hang curtains up in less than 20 minutes, they will fall down.
Well, I didn't know the dimensions of them.
Right. I could not figure that out either.
Like, I saw 84 inches and I thought that was the width. So when I got home and hung one curtain, thinking that it would go all the way across the curtain rod, and it only went halfway, I was like, what is this about? And my mom's like, Morgan, 84 is the length. You need to go buy another one. And I was like, are you serious? But then there's 84. Then I tried to get one for my office. I accidentally bought 3 84s and 163. So literally I have three curtains that go all the way to the ground and one curtain that stops halfway through the wall because I didn't read the thing correctly. I'm like, this is a nightmare.
Yeah, because when you put them up, they've got to be perfect. They've got to, because otherwise if they're too long, they'll hang too much on the ground.
Right.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And I mean, who put the 63-inch curtain in the same line as the 84-inch curtains? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
And that was my second time going to buy curtains. So can you imagine the disgust? And then we have my bathroom, which you can't have 84, you can't have 63, you have to have 42. So how am I supposed to know?
I'm sure all of this information is accessible online. Like if you really looked. But the thing is, you got to know where to look.
I know. It's so annoying.
And even if I read that, like, for instance, if I read 83 and what else? 62? What
other? 84 and 63.
None of that means anything to me.
Right. Well, now I know it's the length of the curtain.
Yeah. Just reading it makes no sense. And the length doesn't even mean anything either. Because it's like, all right, so where do you put the holes? Like, yeah. if you're hanging up new rods.
Right.
It's like, well, how do you measure that?
Yeah. And forget I didn't know that there was screws in the pole. It's been a nightmare. It's been an absolute nightmare with the curtains. So right now we have none. So if I or David are walking around naked, our neighbors are now going to see. And it just is what it is.
I'll give you the phone number of my handyman.
Okay, please. Because I can't do this for another day.
Yeah, he came in to save the day. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. There were some cool sports moments over the weekend. The Cavs won on Friday night, but they lost last night. That wasn't so good. But in college basketball, specifically women's college basketball, Caitlin Clark from Iowa became the all-time leading scorer in college basketball history.
I love it.
Making some free throws against Ohio State.
This for college basketball history. She does it with a foul shot. Caitlin Clark becomes the all-time leading scorer in major college basketball history.
3,685 points.
I love it.
In her college career. We might see her in Cleveland because the women's NCAA Final Four will be here in Cleveland the weekend of the eclipse, I believe, the weekend right before the eclipse.
It's going to be a busy weekend.
And so Caitlin Clark might be here, depending on how Iowa does in the tournament. So she could be here in the Final Four. Be excited.
Very exciting. Congratulations to her. A huge accomplishment.
You've got Q104 this morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us this morning. Am I the bleep hole on the way in minutes? So I'm reading this article here where it basically says that men care slightly more than women about their social media image.
No, that cannot be accurate.
Here's the stat I'm going to pull, and I also think this stat is not accurate. 5% of women say they care how many likes they get on social media compared to 7% of men who say the same. Everybody's lying. That is way too low.
Well, yeah, that's way too low.
5% of women, 7% of men. Way more than that.
I think it depends on what age you're polling here. Because I cared a lot more about that type of stuff like when I was in my 20s. But now I don't care how many people like my picture. Who cares?
Oh, I care.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I get into that stuff all
Why?
The time. Why? I don't know. I just do. It just bothers me. But yeah, this is way too low. 5% and 7%. It has to be way more of people that care about this stuff.
Yeah, that and the fact that guys care more. I mean, my husband, David, will go on social media like purges for like 6 months at a time. David has not even posted anywhere that he's married on social media. I'm not joking.
Do you have an issue with that?
Kinda.
I have heard. Oh, sorry. I was checking my Instagram and then I forgot to turn it off.
It's like a running joke now where David's like, oh, I hate social media so much. I'm like, I know. You haven't even posted one thing about getting married on any of your social media platforms. I made it so easy for him. I posted something and invited him to be a collaborator. All he had to do was hit accept, and he still hasn't done it.
Maybe David just wants to see how things go.
Yeah, he's not ready to make the public declaration yet.
Give it a couple of months, and then he'll do the hard launch.
Right.
You know what bothers me more than likes? Because I do care about likes, and I try not to be obsessive about it. Like, if I post something, I'm not like there 10 minutes later looking at how many likes I get. I'll usually wait until the end of the day. But what really bothers me is followers.
Really?
Yes, because maybe, what was it, like a year ago, I was ready to, and I'm talking about Instagram here, because I'm not on TikTok. Morgan's on TikTok. Facebook, I really don't know what's going on Facebook.
Yeah. We try to ignore Facebook as much as possible.
I'm talking about Instagram only. So on my personal Instagram, I was ready to eclipse 8,000 followers.
Which is a lot.
And now, just this past weekend, I'm down to 7,195.
Well, you have to imagine that some of them are bots. So don't take it too personally.
I think that's a lot of decline and not a lot of growth there on my Instagram, though.
You're not defined by the number of followers you have, Bill. You're not.
No, and I said it to my wife over the weekend. I said, oh my God, I'm going to drop below 7,200. And she just like, will you just shut up?
I love Paula. I'm a Paula stan.
But at the same time, I'm not doing anything extraordinary on my Instagram that would even get people to follow me.
Right.
I mean, yesterday I posted
about yellow socks.
Yes, about yellow socks. Yeah. I was folding laundry in the basement and I was folding socks, and there's one yellow sock that's Will's and there's one yellow sock that's Drew's, and they're clearly two different sizes, and I can't find the matches for them. So now I've got two mismatched yellow socks by size.
With content like that, right, who would not want to follow at Bill Ryan CLE? I repeat, at Bill Ryan CLE. Riveting stuff going on over there.
This is the kind of stuff you can get on a daily basis.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I should be down to about, I don't know, 20. If I keep posting laundry pics.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to be down to single digits pretty soon. Am I the bleep poll this morning? I know the guy's from Lakewood. Oh, it's Ryan. Ryan from Lakewood. He went out with his girlfriend and some friends out on the town recently. And something happened that night where Ryan almost got into a fight.
What?
And he still doesn't think he did anything wrong.
I mean, if you almost get into a fight, I think chances are something went wrong.
Somebody thinks you're a bleep hole if they're ready to punch you in the face.
Right.
Am I the Bleep Hole is next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill, thank you for choosing us this morning. Let's get to Am I the Bleep Hole? Ryan is in Lakewood. Ryan, thank you for your bravery and for joining us this morning. Tell us why you think you might be a bleep hole.
So I'm not the one that thinks I'm a bleep hole, but like my girlfriend, a few of our friends, and some random dude who got in my face definitely do.
Okay.
Some random dude.
Yeah. If some guy gets in your face, you would have to assume in the moment that he might think you're a bleep hole. So what happened?
So me and like a bunch of my friends and my girlfriend, we went out to a karaoke bar. It's called Corky's here in Lakewood.
Yes, know of it.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Have you been there for karaoke, Morgan?
Yes.
For karaoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there, but I didn't sing. There wasn't karaoke that night. But please proceed.
So we went out there, and this one girl got up there, and I don't remember what it was, but she sang a Celine Dion song. And it was awful. I mean, terrible.
Okay.
So, you know, I have no idea why she kind of thought she could get up there and, like, she could sing a Celine Dion song, because that's not even easy. But, I mean, it lasted forever, and it was a mess. So when she got off, I started booing her.
No.
I mean, because like, I wasn't gonna applaud that. It was abhorrent.
You don't have to applaud. You don't have to boo.
Yeah. But like then like this big dude got in my face and he was like, I don't know, probably her boyfriend or something. Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, buddy, you want to take it outside?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the take it outside guy.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. We're grown-ups. Like, I'm not taking this outside. He's over here defending her like he's Will Smith. I'm like, dude, please.
Gosh.
I don't care about your Jada, all right?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, like Will Smith defending Jada at the Oscars?
Right. I mean, but if he slapped me, we were definitely going to have a few problems.
Stop.
Right. So did you guys get in a fight or did this end peacefully? How did it end?
So a few of my friends, they got up and they de-escalated it. So it went back to normal pretty quick. And then somebody went up and then they were really good. So it kind of shifted the whole world.
Did you cheer for them?
Oh, yeah. I cheered big time.
Okay. So because of all of this, because of the karaoke incident, now you said your girlfriend and other friends think you're a bleep hole over this.
Yeah. So my girlfriend really thinks it. My girlfriend was like, you know, you didn't have to boo her. Like booing her was a bleep hole move.
Mm-hmm.
But some of our friends were actually defending me and we all decided like, hey, if you're getting up there, you got to realize that you're at risk of getting booed.
Oh, my God.
Like, I know it's karaoke and stuff, but you got to bring your A game. And if your A game, I mean, if that's your A game, you probably need to just sit down.
Okay. So I've been to karaoke before. I don't know if I've been to that many karaoke nights. I don't ever recall anyone ever booing for any reason. I mean, this is not American Idol.
Right. It's supposed to be fun. You know that half of the people there are intoxicated anyways.
Right. We're not talking about professional singers. So, Ryan, you seem to have your karaoke singers kept in a more high regard.
Well, look, I mean, I've been to a lot of karaoke, too. So when I say I had to boo her, it was that bad.
All right.
That's the thing. I know it's karaoke. We're not, you know, people aren't trying to get a record deal, but oof.
Yeah.
I had to sit through that. You know what I mean?
And you didn't want to sit through it again, so you made this person self-conscious.
Hey, you know what? I got to do what I got to do.
216-474-0104. Is Ryan the bleep hole for booing someone at karaoke night? I mean, he almost learned his lesson by getting his ass kicked. But can you boo at karaoke? Is Ryan the bleep hole? 216-474-0104. Your calls next.
Catch me or go with me.
It's Q104.
The whispers in the morning.
Is this your go-to karaoke song?
I wonder if this was the song that she was singing during karaoke night.
Honestly, so rude in my opinion.
Yeah, it's Ryan from Lakewood. He was at Corky's on karaoke night, and someone came up to sing a Celine Dion song. We should have asked what Celine Dion song. But this would be probably one of the top three Celine Dion songs you would choose.
Oh, that's a conversation for another day.
Hold on to your...
Anyway, Ryan did not enjoy this singer's rendition of Celine Dion and promptly booed her off the stage to the chagrin of his girlfriend, some of his friends, and a guy who was with this girl, this singer, and got in his face.
Yes, but because it's rude.
Ryan maintains, I'm not the bleep hole. If you go up in front of people on karaoke night at a bar, then you are subject to my booing.
It's not that serious, Ryan.
Sarah's in Fairview. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What were your thoughts about Ryan booing the singer at Corky's that night?
Yeah, so I think I definitely have to agree. I used to live in Lakewood, and I've been to Corky's a lot. And I feel like for the people who've been to Corky's, you kind of understand that people go there just to kind of goof off and have fun. Like, half the fun is listening to people who aren't, like, world-class singers get up and sing, and half of them are drunk, and it's cool. So
okay.
You kind of go in with the intention to, like critically judge someone who's singing. It's kind of... like a little
icky.
I don't know.
So you
yeah, it kind of
agree
gives
that
me
he's
the
a bleep
dick.
Hole.
Like,
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily know if, like, you know, her boyfriend who got up and was like, oh, you want to fight? Like, that's a little much. But I definitely wouldn't go there with the intention of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's not an American Idol audition.
Yeah.
It's karaoke at Corky's.
So that would be uncouth behavior, I guess. Chris is in Menor. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Ryan the bleep hole? Does he have a right to boo at karaoke night?
I definitely think he's a bleep hole.
Okay. Do you think in general you should not boo? Do you not have the right as a spectator to boo the karaoke singers?
I agree with the last girl. I mean, you're going there to have a good time. If you're taking it that seriously, I mean, that's kind of childish. He called the guy who got up and wanted to fight childish, which that is too, but it's like, or immature or whatever. But, you know, bleeping at someone who's just out to have a good time could have ruined their whole eve, the whole vibe. So, yeah.
It probably did. It probably did ruin their whole night.
She'll probably never go back.
Yeah, she probably won't get up on stage anymore, at least for a while.
That is so sad.
She's having nightmares. She can't get it out of her mind. John's in Lorraine. John, good morning. Bleep hole or no?
Oh, he's definitely a bleep hole. In fact, I think beyond a bleep hole, I think he's a coward because he booed the woman off stage. But when he was presented with someone else saying, hey, what you did wasn't cool, you're like, oh, well, we're adults. And I don't vibe with that. You know, if you're going to be man enough to go up and say to somebody and boo them, but then you back away as soon as somebody confronts you, that makes you a coward, in my opinion.
Wow.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic, John. I agree 100%.
Not just a bleep hole, a coward.
If you want to talk the talk, you better walk the walk, buddy. No one's ever going to karaoke with Ryan ever again. Like,
no.
He has ruined that night out with his friend group for sure.
He will not be invited. In fact, Corky should have banned him.
Yeah, maybe they will.
I'm reading the text machine. I don't see anybody defending Ryan here. Sorry, man.
Not one single person.
You are the bleep hole.
Yes.
It's pretty unanimous. I was trying to think, you know, maybe he wasn't booing. Maybe he wasn't saying boo. He was requesting a song. My little boo thing. That's what
no,
he was doing.
I don't think so, no, but I like that twist.
It doesn't work either?
No, I don't think so.
You've got Q104 this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Something I'm made for.
Q104, Billie Eilish. That would be a tough karaoke song right there.
Yeah, I don't think that would be the go-to.
When you're at karaoke, do you want someone to come up and sing a slow song like that?
No.
Because sometimes it brings the vibe down, right?
Totally.
The party vibe down. Unless you sing it really, really well. Then I guess that would be...
I still think it kind of is a downer.
Because someone texted in here. They said, my go-to karaoke song is My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion, and I butcher it every time, but I also have the entire bar singing along and holding up lighters.
I think that's different because it's a cult classic.
What,
Billie
Celine
Eilish's
Dion?
What I Was Made For is not the same as My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It depends on the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your go-to karaoke song, and when was the last time you've done karaoke?
Oh, my gosh. I used to karaoke every Thursday when I was in college, and I was known, seriously, as the girl who sang Sunday Morning by Maroon 5 every single Thursday at karaoke. There was one time I was walking down the streets of Huntington. That's where I went to college, at Marshall. And someone literally stopped me and was like, "Hey, were you at Jake's last night singing Sunday Morning?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure was.
Do you want my autograph?"
So that definitely was my go-to back in the day. But if I had to choose now, and this also is a Celine Dion song. This is one of David and I's favorite songs to sing around the house. That's the way it is.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
When you want it the most, there's no easy way out. Perfect song.
That's the way.
Oh,
yeah, I remember
so
that song.
So good. It's one of David's favorite songs, too. He loves it.
I don't really have a go-to karaoke song. I think I would have to go to karaoke more often to have a go-to song. But I do have, my friend Patty just sent me the video of the last time that I did karaoke.
And what song are you singing?
I'm singing Keep Your Hands to Yourself by the Georgia Satellites. And
okay.
We're at the Eastland Inn in Berea.
Okay.
She just sent me the video. I'm going to post this right now on our Instagram, at the Q Morning Show. I would say, I don't know if the singing in this song is impressive, but the choreography is very impressive because it includes a leg kick.
Now, that's the type of content you should be posting at Bill Ryan CLE if you want to up your follower count or your likes.
I'd rather have our shared page, the morning show page.
You can be a collaborator.
Oh, that's right. I can do that.
Yes.
All right. Battle of the Burbs on the way. We are going to collaborate and put together this 5-question trivia challenge that could win you tickets to see Annie at Playhouse Square. Battle of the Burbs brought to you by Self-Taught Inc. That's next.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our players. Nicole in North Royalton, good morning.
Hi.
And your challenger, Elizabeth in Chagrin Falls. Good luck, ladies.
Thank you.
It's a best of 5-question trivia challenge. Your name is your buzzer. So if you think you know the answer, Nicole and Elizabeth, say your name, and then I'll give you the cue to answer. Here we go with question number 1. If you were born in the last week of July, what would your zodiac sign be?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Cancer.
Not a Cancer. Nicole, do you have a guess?
Leo.
A Leo is correct. Nicole on the board with 1. Question number 2. What is the name of Machine Gun Kelly's coffee shop in the flats? The 27 Club. Never been to the 27 Club, ladies?
He needs to do some more advertising.
Question number 3. A cardiologist specializes in treating in what organ?
Elizabeth.
Cole.
Elizabeth?
Heart.
The heart is correct. I believe, Elizabeth, you're leading 2-0, right?
No, it's 1-1.
Oh, it's 1-1. Okay, Nicole got the first one right. It's tied 1-1. Question number 4. Which fast food restaurant sells Frosties?
Nicole. Elizabeth.
Nicole?
Wendy's.
Wendy's is correct. Okay, question number 5. In the movie It, what color is Pennywise's balloon?
Nicole.
Nicole?
Elizabeth.
Red.
Red is right.
She got it right.
I don't know why I can't remember who answered what question today. I don't know. I was the whole entire time I was like, I don't know who just answered that question. The entire time. So who won?
That would be Nicole.
Okay, congratulations, yeah. Nicole.
3-1. Way to go, Nicole.
It just went completely out of my brain. I have no idea.
They do sound a little similar, Nicole and Elizabeth, but
there we go.
Nicole, we're gonna give you the Annie tickets.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing Battle of the Burbs. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for being here. So Morgan is out of her apartment. The apartment that she has spent the last 6 years in.
Yes.
She's now in the new rental house with her and David. And they even had their first house guest.
Not even 24 hours into our move, we had to keep the dog.
Can I pet that dog?
No.
Can I pet that dog?
No.
Can I pet that dog?
No.
Can I pet that dog?
Yeah, it was something else. Trying to keep a dog while you're literally one day into moving was an experience.
Now, why did you have custody of Harley for the weekend?
My parents were in Columbus.
Oh, okay.
And so that was one of the major, like, deciding factors on even moving into this house was because, you know, we got the family dog during the pandemic. It was supposed to be a family dog. You know, my sister and the nieces were supposed to watch it sometimes. I was supposed to watch it sometimes, but I couldn't have dogs at my apartment. And my nieces, or my one niece, is petrified of the dog 4 years later, still petrified of the dog. So she can't keep him. So finally, I mean, it's like they've been waiting 4 years to be able to drop the dog off at my house because they did it the first day that I moved in.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept him overnight.
So what night was this? Friday into Saturday or Saturday into Sunday?
Saturday into Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Saturday was, if I remember correctly, a little rainy.
Yes.
And so you have a fenced-in backyard, right?
Yes, yes.
So Harley can run around, except that Harley's going to get all muddy and wet.
Yeah.
Which is so much the fun part of having a dog.
That and my dog is so needy. It's crazy. I mean, he cannot not be right next to me or David the entire time. Like he physically cannot be alone. There was a time, you know, cause we had the gates. We didn't want him upstairs in the bedrooms. So we kept him in the living room. David and I were in my office for maybe 5 minutes and he was crying so loud just because he couldn't even see us because we weren't in his eyesight.
I think that's completely normal.
Is it?
Especially for a dog who, the dog knows that he's not at home.
True.
And he's thinking, okay, where am I getting my food from? Where am I getting my water from? Who's letting me outside?
True.
And so he wants to stay within your sight the entire time.
Okay. Well, then that makes me feel a little bit better. What justification do you have of him puking on our floor at 5:30 in the morning on Sunday?
Because he ate something he wasn't supposed to. Everything you're describing, this is everything that my dog Myrtle does now.
Really?
And Myrtle is with us all the time. The only time Myrtle's left alone is when I'm at work, the kids are at school, and Paula's at work. That's it. Otherwise, Myrtle is right next to one of us.
Yeah.
All the time. Let me ask you this. While you had Harley for the weekend, mm-hmm. where did Harley sleep?
That was a whole nother debacle. A whole other debacle. Okay.
Let's get into this. I think we can have a discussion about dog sleeping in bed with you.
Okay, yeah, because it was an ordeal where Harley was going to sleep this weekend.
Okay. All right. So how do you feel about dogs sleeping in your bed? We're getting into that next. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got Morgan, you've got Bill. We are the Q Morning Show. Morgan's first house guest this past weekend at her new place was Harley the dog.
Yes, my sweet little angel.
Now, where did that sweet little angel get to sleep?
This was a whole debacle because we were adamant. We did not want the dog to sleep on the bed. And I will say I've had a complete 180 change because when it was at my parents' house, I would always be like, just let him sleep on the bed. Who cares? But now that it's my bed, I don't want the dog sleeping on my bed.
Okay.
I understand it now. So over the weekend, we put his dog bed in our room still. So he was still sleeping in the room with us. And I posted a video of Harley on the Q Morning Show Instagram so you can see. Not only did he refuse to sleep on the dog bed, but he insisted on sleeping where the humans sleep. Like mm-hmm. where I put my head is where Harley would not move from. The entire weekend.
Where does Harley normally sleep when he's with your parents?
On the floor.
In their bedroom?
But he also tries the same thing. Like, if one of my parents get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom, they'll come back and he will be laying in their spot. Head on the pillow, under the blankets, like a human would.
And so they tell Harley, all right, off the bed, and then Harley gets off?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he puts up a little fight. You know, he is a bit on the thicker side, so they have to flex some muscles to get him out of there.
Yeah.
But I just had a whole different perspective on it this time, because it's like, I love my dog, but I don't want my dog and his dirty paws on my bed.
Oh, yeah.
On the pillows. And so now I get it, but I had major dog mom guilt, because when I would wake up in the middle of the night, I would look down and Harley wasn't in his dog bed. He was right over my shoulder, but on the floor, like as close to me as possible without actually being on the bed.
I think that every person or every couple that gets a dog has to go through this. They have to decide at the beginning, what are we going to do? Are we going to allow the dog in bed or not? Because those first few weeks where you're a dog parent,
yeah,
and you're trying to train your puppy to stay in their dog bed or wherever you want them to sleep and you don't want them in bed with you, I think that must be incredibly difficult. I could not do it.
So Myrtle sleeps in the bed with you?
Yes, but we adopted our first dog, Paula and I, back in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
That was Reagan. And at first, I was adamant. I was like, there's no way that this dog is... I was all for adopting this dog. I said, there is no way, no way...
that the dog is sleeping
dog
in the bed.
This dog is sleeping in bed with
right.
us. I said, it's not happening for all the reasons you listed. The dog hair, the muddy paws. I don't want that in my sleeping environment.
Correct.
The Reagan is not sleeping up there. And the first night when she was down... right by our bed, in her dog bed, just whining and crying.
It's so sad.
So we just brought Reagan up with us. And then since then, we have let all of our dogs
really?
Sleep in bed. So I go from, there is no way I'm allowing any of our dogs to sleep in bed with us.
To one night?
There was one dog, our dog Olive, in her final few years. I actually went on Amazon to buy... dog steps.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Because she couldn't leap onto the bed anymore.
Oh, that's sweet though.
So I bought dog steps so Olive could make it up the steps and into our bed.
Why is it so hard to put your foot down? Like, I was the same way. I was up all night looking over my shoulder and just seeing Harley, like, and he wasn't even sleeping. Every time I would check on him, he was looking up at me with those big puppy dog eyes, like, please let me on the bed.
It's really difficult to do. So here's what we do with Myrtle. Myrtle's a little bit different because Myrtle turned out to be bigger than we thought. A rescue dog that we were hoping would stay a certain size,
right.
but she has exceeded it. She's over 100 pounds. And she is long, so she takes up the bed. But it's the same thing. When Myrtle is in bed with you, she needs to touch you.
Right.
So I will sleep, and she will put her head like on my ankles or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs to feel you. Now, most nights, if we're home every single night, we put Myrtle in her bed because we just can't
get
any sleep.
She's too big.
Yeah, way too big to be in the bed. But, for instance, if we're gone for the entire evening and we come home late... and we let Myrtle out, and she's so excited to see us. I just don't have the heart to put her back in her bed.
After you've been gone all night, right?
So I suck it up, and I let her sleep in bed with us on special occasions.
Okay.
Which is probably completely confusing
yeah,
for her.
Yeah, contradictory.
Because she doesn't understand the logic. She doesn't understand my way of thinking
right.
about this. It's not logical to her. I don't know why I try to reason with a dog. I don't know why I'm trying to do
it. No.
It's impossible. 216-474-0104. What do you do at your house with your dog? Does your dog sleep in the bed? Does your dog sleep in their separate bed area? Did you have to have a fight with your SO about
how
this?
How do you get your dog to stay in the dog bed if you do? Because the guilt was eating me alive this weekend.
And if one person wants the dog in the bed and the other person doesn't, who won that fight?
Yeah.
216-474-0104. Miley Cyrus, it's Q104.
Because I used to be young.
Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about dogs sleeping in the bed. It's so hard to say no. And I'm sure dog trainers like are listening to us and they're like, oh my God, these people, they need so much help.
Well, we do need help. That's why we're talking about it.
I would say dog trainers probably aren't for it. Like, I would think that, I mean, I could be wrong about that, but I would think that most dog trainers, or at least like books that I've read, they're not for that.
Right.
We let Myrtle run our house we're right. terrible dog owners. She gets lots of love, but we're terrible dog owners when it comes to discipline and keeping them off the bed. Tammy is in Chagrin Falls. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning.
How many dogs do you have?
We have one right now.
One rescue?
One rescue, Finnegan the crazy man. He was supposed to be 35 pounds max. He's like 70.
70! Yeah. So he cannot sleep on the bed with you, I'm assuming.
Well, like I said, what we've done is we put a blanket on the foot of the bed that he lays on, and he knows that that's his space. And so then I can just whip it off every 2-3 days, wash it, and he knows that that's where he goes. He will sometimes sneak, if one of us gets out of the bed to go to the bathroom, to our warm spot.
Right.
And as soon as we come back, he puts his head up and looks like, oh, man, I have to go back to my blanket. So, you know, it's not perfect, but it's the best because he is a big boy. And all of our other dogs didn't really want on the bed, but this one does.
Now, do you ever move the blanket to other spots in the house, and does it still work?
Yes, but not that particular blanket. I have special blankets everywhere. Like, he likes to look out the front window to observe the street, see if there's danger. And so there's a blanket on that, and all the neighbors say, oh, I saw Finnegan looking out the window, checking us out. That's him.
That's
so
amazing.
He knows
solution.
There's a blanket up there. Yeah.
How long did it take you to train the dog to recognize the blanket as this is either the go or the stop to jumping on the furniture?
You know, I don't know. He's pretty smart, and it just happened. He just knew. And if in the beginning when he jumped up on a couch and there was no blanket, we're like, oh, no, that's not allowed. And he would just slink down, and I put the blanket, and he jumped back. I'm like, yeah, that's good. That's good boy.
Yeah, you just have to do positive reinforcement.
Ooh,
right,
that's good.
Right.
Positive. So, Morgan said positive.
Positive, like P-A-W-S. Yeah.
Positive reinforcement.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
anyway,
Tammy.
That's what we do.
Thank you for that tip.
Yeah, I love that.
It's way too late for me. But if you have a new dog, well, Morgan is now establishing her new relationship with Harley.
Yes.
It's not too late for you.
I'm going to give it a try.
All right. Very good.
See what happens.
Learning a lot this morning on the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. I think it was Friday at this time that we were discussing the trials and tribulations of Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber and what is going on with the two of them, because internet sleuths, internet reporters are saying that they're just not happy. The couple doesn't look happy together. And then
there's more to the story than just that, though.
Stephen Baldwin, Haley's dad, was asking the public to pray for the couple, specifically pray for Haley and Justin.
Which set off alarm bells, obviously. Your dad's not going to go on social media and ask people to pray for you unless something is happening.
Unless you're somebody really religious.
This is
my point.
My dad is a pastor and he's never done that. It doesn't get more religious than that.
Does your dad have a Twitter account?
No.
Well, see, there you go.
But he does have a Facebook, and he's an avid Facebook poster.
And we're still calling X Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm always going to call it Twitter.
Yeah, it is what it is.
But my point was, Stephen Baldwin was just saying, hey, just pray for them.
No. That's a naive way to look at it.
I have not seen enough evidence that there's anything wrong with Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber. And then over the weekend, Hailey posted a happy birthday message to Justin. A sweet post.
Well,
is what I'm reading.
What else would you expect?
It's his birthday.
Especially after her dad said that. If she would have not posted anything, could you imagine what would be said?
If you skipped over posting, saying happy birthday, if Haley did not acknowledge Justin's birthday on social media, that would have been a red flag, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
The post is really sweet, though.
But at the same time, talking about you and your husband, David, who has never even acknowledged on his IG that he's married.
Correct.
If it's your birthday, did David send any kind of a social media message for you on your birthday last month?
Not this year, but no. I'm not an A-list celebrity. So I was like, I don't have anybody. We don't have anybody that we have to prove ourselves to.
That's the difference?
Yeah. Well, that, and I know that he doesn't. He takes 6 months off of social media, and then he'll get on it one time, and then he'll be back off for another 6 months. So it's just not a part of our relationship.
But if I were to tweet out, please pray for Morgan and David, then
people would think something was wrong.
Right. They'll check David's IG account. Right. They'll be like, he didn't even post a wedding picture.
They didn't even really get married. That's what people would think.
What is going on here?
Cleveland is waking up to the Q Morning Show.
Awesome way to wake up.
It's Morgan and Bill.
So much good music. I love it.
On Q104.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.